So let's find ourselves in a comfortable position, probably sitting. You could be lying down, but probably better to sit if you can. And take a moment to just gaze at your surroundings. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, start to relax, settle in, and close your eyes or soften your gaze. And then bring your sense of awareness, your attention to your heart center in the middle of your chest. And just soften as you focus there. Begin to lengthen your inhale. So I'm borrowing from, not even borrowing from, we're using the HeartMath Institute's quick coherence technique. So we'll lengthen our inhales and exhales to about 4 or 5 seconds. So go ahead and slow down the rate of your breathing. And while you're breathing nice and slowly, you're really imagining and intending it's the middle of your chest that's drawing the breath and exhaling. Continue to focus your sense of awareness on your heart center, breathing slowly. And now turn your thoughts to someone or something that inspires gratitude, appreciation, compassion, or love. And just start sending those good thoughts to that someone or something. And while you continue to flow those good thoughts out into the world, continue to breathe slowly from the middle of your chest. And as you really focus on those good thoughts, and breathing from your heart center, just begin to notice how you feel. If your mind starts to wander, just bring yourself back to the moment, to the breathing from the middle of your chest and the sending of good thoughts out to that someone or something. Really cultivating the peaceful thoughts of gratitude, compassion, appreciation, or love. And that is the experience of the quick coherence technique. That's an evidence-based form of meditation from the HeartMath Institute. And now we're going to move on to the next part of our meditation, and that is to just visualize or imagine how we are interconnected. There are usually about a dozen and a half, somewhere between a dozen and a half people who join these calls. And just imagine a web of light connecting all of us, creating the link to this group of fellow like-minded, sheltering in-place meditators. Just notice how you're all, even though you probably don't know each other, you're just one degree of separation because you all know me. And how that just symbolizes how interconnected the world really is. And then in that way, kind of extend this web of lighted connection and see it just traveling or connecting people all over the planet. And in this web of interconnectedness, just imagine and intend that there are those, you know how sometimes when you're in a good and peaceful mood and you smile at somebody and it makes them feel better, or when you've been worried or anxious and somebody's really kind to you and it makes you feel better. So just imagine these light bearers out there who are lighting the torch of, we're okay, we're in this together, I love you, we are one. And then just take a moment to imagine how that works out in the world and see the earth filled with more people who are motivated by the spirit of unity. Peace and happiness. People who are seeing through the veil of separation and recognizing truly we are one humanity. And as more and more people are motivated by that impulse, what a beautiful world we are creating. And then from the transcendent back to the personal, let's take a moment to set an intention for yourself for today and for the coming days. How will I come back to this place of peace? How will I keep energizing the goodness in my life? What can I do to make a small but positive impact in my surroundings? How can I stay in my heart and shine that forward for others? And now draw in a nice deep breath and a deep relaxing exhale. Take a moment to just notice how you feel now after just not even 15 minutes of inner work, raising your vibration. Take another big deep breath. Another relaxing exhale as you begin to extend your awareness to your surroundings. And then when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes. And go forth and shine. And I'm so grateful for all of you for participating in this. And I will post the recording of the meditation as soon as I can. And also, I put the word out on Monday, and sorry I didn't get back to you, Carol, about doing a group healing project. So if anybody's interested, even if you don't have experience, if this idea kind of resonates with you that we can do some good for others through the intention and thought and meditation and affecting the field. If you're interested in participating in a group, email me and let me know, or text me, that's fine too. And also, I'm interested in hearing from you if you're interested in doing this on a daily basis while we get through this corona thing. Monday mornings I have the 12:15. I just started the Friday at 9:15, and I'm thinking about extending it to, you know, 5 days a week, probably not seven. So if you're interested, if you would, you know, just let me know. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Take care, and I'll see you guys virtually next time. Bye-bye.